If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not, no, that's not.
Wait.
Yeah. That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs in the songs with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ah, good morning, everybody. Tobin,
I don't know where Leroy is.
Where the hell is Leroy?
I don't know.
Oh, at the buzzer.
Must have been a train to the garage. Whoa. Today. Must have been a train catching him up today.
Huh?
I don't know what was going on.
I got locked out.
Locked out of what? Your computer or your house?
No, my email.
Didn't you just change that the other day?
Yeah, didn't you just change that?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Everything goes with it. Then Friday, boom, don't work. Like, they're protecting our email so much, they're protecting it from us.
Yeah, they like sent me something that I don't even know what spam or protection anymore. I just don't open any emails anymore.
Yeah.
I don't open any emails. I don't touch anything. One time somebody sent me 9 tutorials. I'm like, this seems like it's a virus.
Wow.
And then one person's like, would you like your Otis email protected? I'm like, that's what a virus would say.
You would say that.
That's what it would say, dude.
Almost got
it. I'm not touching anything. Nice try.
Not me. I open everything.
Well,
yes. I am helping currently a Nigerian prince recapture a lot of his money. So
let's get to headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks. I don't understand why we see those commercials where you can feed a kid in Africa for 12 cents a day, yet the Nigerian prince is trying to steal all your money.
No. This is an unfortunate situation that has happened to him. We will reclaim our money together. I have the utmost faith in Prince Zamabuda.
Last night or yesterday afternoon, Team USA came back down big to beat Serbia 95-91, and they advanced to the gold medal game against France 3:30.
Yeah. Hey,
Sir John on text.
Mm-hmm.
He got had by Bleacher Report.
Oh.
What did he get had with?
Jason Tatum stormed off the court mad because he didn't get no playing time.
Oh, he probably did. I mean, that's why those sites are so good. You can't... Because
it's almost too good. It's almost real.
You can't really tell what's NBA Centel and what's NBA Central. You know, you can't even tell anymore these days. It's all too close. But a lot of cowards, a lot of chickens did not believe in our red, white, and blue. Did not believe in our Team USA. A lot of frauds out there.
You put some raggedy mojo in the atmosphere yesterday during the show.
There's no such thing as almost mojo. I just want to be clear about that. There's no such thing as almost mojo. You guys want to be mad at me for no reason, and there's nothing to be mad about, all right?
No,
that's not even my Serbian team. They played Jovic 3 minutes, so that's not my Serbia. Mm. And second of all, like, I knew Team USA was going to come back. You knew it. You got to have faith. But a lot of you don't have faith in our country.
By the way, Steph had himself a day.
That's understating it.
Yeah.
Nine threes.
Needed every one of those, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Would it be even a worse blood in the first half if it wasn't for him either?
Bogdanovich. Oh my goodness.
He was the only offense.
Hey, can you say bricks?
I got to tell you who everybody is blaming, though, and everybody's mad at, and that's Bogdanovich.
Oh, yeah. Dude. I mean, of course. Hey.
Got too cocky.
Wait. Down here,
yeah.
We are familiar with his work.
Bogdanovich sitting there, and I don't know, like, I was so taken aback by his aggressive trash talk at Carmelo Anthony. I was like, why? Were they teammates? Why is he yelling at, like, did Carmelo say something to him?
Yeah,
what happened?
I really,
why does he feel the need to go after, why did he feel the need to go after Carmelo?
And I know Carmelo's a decorated Olympian. I'm sure they've crossed paths multiple times, but to single him out as he's on the sideline was just,
it was weird.
What the hell are you doing? What?
He goes, how about this, brate? 3-2 head.
Yeah. I don't understand. I don't get it.
He was not happy, and he was.
LeBron wasn't
officiating
happy.
Afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's his. That's his baby. You don't mess with Carmelo.
Come on, man. Everybody was there. Wade was calling the game. LeBron was on the court. Melo on the sidelines. You can't do that when they're all in the same area.
It was. It was blatant disrespect they felt from Bogdan Bogdanovich.
Yeah. That's what happens when you got the same
too much.
Last and first.
He's like, how dare you say that to Carmelo? Did he just do through to that?
Why did he do that? That was so strange.
You like this body?
He did a lot of threes to the head.
Look at this.
I could have swore that he hit more than 3 threes.
That was it? Only 3?
Yeah.
Oh, and he was going crazy.
He was going crazy, dude. Wow. He was going crazy for Serbia. Fun game, though. Fun.
No, for sure. For sure.
Felt alive.
Fun because we won.
Felt like we actually had the, oh man, listen, they would have lost. Disaster. Oh,
not a fun game.
Nobody could stop the moose.
Who's that,
oh,
Joker?
Oh, goodness. And can I just say this? I don't care how good they say Joel Embiid is. He does not work well with others. Like, he can't get the little ass. He don't, everybody know, get out of Steph's way. Let Steph do Steph. He's running over Steph.
I genuinely did think, though, on that pump fake dunk that he had and he fell, I thought it was over for him. I was he's out for the year. I thought for sure. As soon as he fell, I was like, oh, man. I shouted at my television, ACL!
Yeah. Immediately.
It just looks like too much weight coming down. I didn't think that he could support it.
Yeah, it really does.
He looks awkward. He's always falling.
Jason Tatum, 0 minutes. Woo! That's good. That's a cherry on top for that.
That was the other thing, too. Like, they needed them to win because then we would have heard from the Sully and Murphs all summer. You see? You should have played Tatum.
Oh, my God. Yeah. True.
That would have maybe been worse than Noah Lyles trash talk to Team USA.
Yeah. That was great.
All the things.
Needed that.
Yeah. Needed it. Oh, they're going to kill France. That was the one scare. That's it. Sorry. Sorry, France.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rude awakening coming up for Paris. Everyone's in for it. Sorry. But it was so much fun. Steph was awesome. LeBron was awesome. Joel Embiid was awesome. Gotta give props where props is due.
Did you see when LeBron decided he was going to the basket? Like, all right, big fella, go ahead on through.
Yep. He should keep the grade.
I don't know why. See, when it was like 3 or 4 minutes left and Joker had his 4 foul, I don't know why they didn't try to go at him. Right? Because say what you want. You get rid of the head and they all just fail. You know what I mean? And Joel Embiid hit a fadeaway. I'm like, fadeaway? Ah.
It was fun. Magic says, relax. You're supposed to win by 15. France may get a lot of calls. Well, that was the one thing that their coach, who, I mean, just looks all of angry Serbia. He was upset with the calls. He was upset with the walking all over the place. And then
Joker move.
Yeah. Swim move.
Well, first of all, when he said Joel Embiid was traveling, it wasn't a travel.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
Not even close.
They were upset. They were just upset. They didn't want to.
The only thing missing from that Serbian coach was a cigarette. Right? Like, it just looked like he needed a cigarette.
Should have played Jovic more, dude. You would have ended up at the better end of it. You got to have youth at the end of these games. Spry.
I was thinking to myself, I know if they taking Bam out, ain't nowhere in hell they gonna play Tatum.
Nah, Tatum wasn't gonna play.
Right.
Tatum wasn't gonna play. Why should he stunk? He stunk the whole series. He has stunk the entire series. The entire run of the Olympics. He has not been good.
Actually, he stunk the entire playoffs too, if you want to go back.
He really has. Yeah, he's been sitting here riding coattails now for two title runs. Insane.
He really, honestly,
we would have never heard the end of it if they would have lost. Oh my sure. God, they wouldn't have shut up. How could you not play him? But thankfully, not an issue anymore. Yeah. Steph Curry, thank you. Thank you, Steph Curry. And now Kevin Durant's going out at all Nuggets fans on Twitter right now.
What?
Oh, is he?
Oh, he's just calling them unpatriotic, idiots, bums for rooting for Jokic.
Oh, so he's basically doing to you. He's basically saying the same thing that, hey, Marcos, is he basically calling Tobin unpatriotic? Because you just picked another player on the same team.
Well, he didn't play, though.
I
was rooting for America. I said this the entire time. I was rooting for America.
Can I say this? This is a story based on your recent history that you probably shouldn't have brought up.
Why?
Because you basically convicted yourself.
I don't want to convict myself. I rooted for America. You were the guys who were all cowards. I'm not the one who has in my text. Oh, Serbia! You guys were scared like Scooby Doo, and everybody was in my mentions. This is your fault. I knew they were going to come back. You want to know why? It's our game. It's our game. This is our time. Serbia, nice try. Plus, they didn't play Jovic. Screw them.
That's really why. Because they didn't play your boy.
If they would have played him, it would have been more of a conflicting feeling. Oh, but they didn't. Hard to say.
Guess we'll never know.
Guess we'll never know. Guess we'll never know.
Another swim move by Tobin.
Not a swim move. Pretty good. It's the facts. It's the facts. He sits here. They're like, hey,
can I tell you something? If you were a pass rusher going against the truth every time, you'd be a Hall of Famer.
Dude, all I need to do was hear Eric Spoelstra at halftime. I knew they had it in the bag. I knew it.
Why? What did he say at halftime?
Because he's just like, this is hard. We got to get down. This is what it's all about. I'm like, the classic Spo. They're going to get this.
Classic Spo.
Classic Spo.
This is not easy.
Yeah. It's supposed to be hard. This is where you feel alive. I'm like, we're in. We got this.
Hey,
we got this.
I have never met a man under the most crucial situations be so nonchalant by his comments, right? Hey.
I'm not nonchalant.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about Spo. Hey, did you guys think this is hard? We're playing for a gold medal. Like, okay.
That's the beauty of it. It's supposed to be. But everybody's sitting here. Ooh.
No, not everybody. Listen, you earned it.
No, I didn't earn anything. I told you I was rooting for America the entire time, except when Serbia plays. I was rooting for Serbia against everybody else except America. That's it. Not that hard. I will root for them against Germany. I should play Jovic more, though, if they want a chance.
Jeez.
Just saying.
I thought Joker was going to play the whole game. Because they coach no like everybody else. Once he's out of the game, other team goes on the little run ski.
Oof. Anyway. Dolphins open up preseason play tonight against the Atlanta Falcons at 7:00 from Hard Rock Stadium.
Yeah, are you going?
No, I'm hosting from 3 to 7. I'm doing 8 hours of radio today. I'm going.
Wow.
What the hell would I want to go for that for?
Okay. All right. Simple no. What if
watch Mike White? I wish Mike White no success.
Wow. You think he's going to get a majority of the playing time today?
First half.
He's going against, I mean, like, he could get the majority of the playing time. He's going against arguably the greatest preseason quarterback of our time in Skylar Thompson.
True.
Skylar Thompson is Joe Montana in the preseason. Yeah. Good luck.
This is fun.
It's true.
Yeah. I mean,
the guy puts up numbers in the preseason. He does.
Hopefully my boy Eazy-E can touch the field. I know he's been banged up.
He's been hurt. He's been hurt, dude. I don't think he's playing.
Not
dude,
this
I game. Can't. In all honesty, I cannot remember. Except when I got hurt in a game. Ever remember missing practice because I was hurt.
Dude, what? These Dolphins, I mean, they like, if you have a tickle in your throat, they're like, nah, sit out practice.
I know.
It's ridiculous. Nobody practices. Everybody's sitting here, they're like, oh, let's make evaluations on the Dolphins. I'm like, how? Half the team is out. And then more than half of them aren't playing today. But football is happening. Be excited. Yeah, football stuff is happening today on a screen.
Yeah, there are still things to watch, you know, if you're not watching the quarterback. I got to see how fast new Cheetah is. The fourth Jalen?
Can't Jalen Wright?
Yeah. I want to see how fast he is for sure. We have a pretty deep backfield. I know Mostert's probably not going to get.
Jobs are on the line.
I missed the I was watching the Olympics for one thing.
What's that?
Was it the hurdles? The steeplechase. There was an American.
The what?
And I didn't even know. I missed it. I didn't even get the.
I don't know what you're talking about. What the hell is a steeplechase?
You don't know what steeplechase is in Olympics?
Nope.
No. Oh, my God. You know when they run around the track and they jump in the water?
No, I don't.
You've never seen?
You probably, now that I'm looking at it, you probably.
Are you referring to Nickelodeon's guts?
Dude,
yeah, he kind of is.
I have never wanted to punch you in your bozo more than now.
Why?
That's the steeplechase. Steeplechase.
Dude, yeah. you gotta get off Peacock. All right, you're making up sports now.
You've been doing a lot.
Steeplechase. Okay, pull it up, Frog Boy, and apologize to me.
No, I'm not gonna apologize. I'm not saying you're making things up. I'm just like, this is the Olympics you're watching. I'm like, nobody.
It's a track event. It's a track event.
Who the hell tunes in for the steeplechase?
It's a fake track event, though. Like, you're adding in a random puddle every 100 meters.
And no, they do hurdles, puddles.
Yeah, thanks.
A lot of different things.
This is Nickelodeon.
It's Legends of the Hidden Temple. It's Double Dare.
All right, I got it.
This is. I'm not gonna lie to you. This is, but less slime. That's the problem. If this thing had more slime potentially, then it'd be a little bit cooler. Yeah, look, this is a side picture of everyone jumping over into this puddle here.
That's the dumbest sport I've ever seen in my life. You want to watch that?
No, only because they did a story on the American run, and I wanted to see if she was going to win.
That's the dumbest sport.
Leroy can just get tricked by Bob Costas.
Yeah, it is. It does look like a pretty dumb sport, though, Leroy. So, okay, did we win? Did you see anything cool at the very least? Because, you know.
And then I watched the 200.
You guys amazed, by the way, that Leroy went full meal first segment when he had all of breakfast time to get his sandwich down?
That is true.
I would have ate sooner. Guess what happened to me?
So, not breakfast.
I went to Publix, right? Went to Publix, stopped over at, you know, Starbucks or whatever. And the lady is in the cart on the other side or right next to me on the other side of the parking lot. Now, you know how you just know something is going to happen, right? I'm looking at this lady. She's trying to stop her cart and go and open her front door, right? And I'm like, you can't sit the cart there. I'm just saying to myself, you can't sit the cart there because the lane is sloped. So she tries and starts rolling. She tries and starts rolling. She turns it sideways and stops. She goes in front of her cart and her cart starts rolling at my car. So I grab the cart. I'm like, ma'am, you tried three times. It wasn't happening. And her reply to me was, well, I didn't build the damn street.
That's a good point.
What does that have to do with you letting your cart hit my car?
Why'd you bother her, dude? She didn't build the street.
She didn't build the damn street.
Would you become the Publix police all of a sudden?
Her cart was back going towards my car.
Yeah, but it wasn't her fault. She didn't build the sloped street. I don't understand. Street,
all right. What do you want her to do?
I hate you guys. I'm like, I really hate you guys because, see, now, I don't wish bad on nobody, but I wish some of this crap would happen to you. Like, you get a car, you love your car, and some knucklehead on the other side of the parking lot just let their cart just ram it in the back.
Sounds like you had a Publix people chase.
Huh? Huh? Come on. Come on.
Point for Tobin.
Take a break. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with ya. 560 WQAM. Frog Boy is back today as we are here on a Friday. It is a game day. Game Day Uncensored comes your way today, 3 p.m., 3 to 7. Myself and Solana will get you set for Dolphins-Falcons, game nice. One.
What can we expect from this season of Game Day Uncensored, dude?
We have some more surprises, I believe, that will be up our sleeve. That is not set for preseason game number one.
Mm-hmm.
We always, but it will be, I believe, in play by the time the regular season happens. But for today,
yeah,
we will go over a bevy of topics, Frog Boy, that have gotten us through the summer, from contract drama to bully talk to position battles.
Ooh.
All happening for us, baby.
Yeah.
It is all happening. Is there a rookie you're most excited to see tonight, though, Frog Boy? Is it Chop Robinson?
I do.
Is it Jalen Wright?
Or is it the great Paul of Miami?
Oh, he's big.
Oh, I tried that yesterday.
It's a giant.
Someone didn't like that. Someone told me it was not good.
Why? Wow, I like it. I like it.
They didn't like it. They didn't like it. But then they tried to sell me.
Who didn't like it?
I don't want to mention any names.
Mention names.
Luis Diaz. What does he know?
What
does he know about comedy?
What does he know, dude?
Yeah.
That's a great name.
I thought it was good. But
wow.
I am looking forward to seeing some Ethan Bonner time.
Yeah.
I want to see some Mike Harley reunion in Miami.
Really?
Really? Let's see. Does he still got it?
He just got here. He might not play that much.
What? That sucks.
I'm here for one man and one man alone.
Who's that?
Storm Duck.
Oh, how could I forget?
Storm Duck, dude. That's who I'm here. I want to see Storm Duck come out there and make a name for himself.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, he has already a very cool name, objectively. But, make a preseason name for himself.
Yeah.
Because, preseason's kind of whack.
Yeah.
I was, looking back yesterday. I was like, hey, who's good in preseason? Mm. And then I remember last year, I was like, oh, yeah, it was like the Savan Ahmed show.
No.
Savan Ahmed had a great preseason. Oh, yeah. Such a great preseason. We all thought he was getting cut. And then he was like, yeah, it was pretty good.
Just gotta keep
so he didn't get cut. The year before that, it was Skylar Thompson and Eric Azukama. So I'm all right. I don't know how much I'm going to enjoy tonight, but we'll see.
Here's the problem. And one of the things you have to figure out. How good are you if your only success is against guys that aren't going to be in the NFL? You see what I mean?
Not really.
You're comparing their success not against NFL players, but the guys that...
Oh, like grocery baggers is what you're saying. Like guys who are on the fringe. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you're supposed to tell.
Right. And so that's why you can see a guy do really well and not... We had a guy on our team that we almost got mad when he got cut. And it would happen every year, and then they'd bring him back at the end of the year, and then he'd have like 5 touchdowns in 3 weeks. Every year. You know who that was?
No.
Keenan McCardle.
Oh,
and then they put him in the expansion draft, and then he went on to Jacksonville and balled out. It was a weird thing that as a player, you're looking at this guy because he wasn't fast, right? Mm-hmm. He was one of those guys that was a tactician running routes and could catch the hell out of the football. And when you watch football, all these coaches and GMs, they want to see separation. They want to see this. They want to see you make guys miss. And they sometimes overlook these basic qualities of playing that position.
D Sizzle says, Skylar Thompson must beat Buffalo in a snow game. Tua hasn't been close to beating Buffalo in the cold. I feel like he's missing game. I don't feel like, did it snow during that playoff game against Buffalo? And I believe Tua actually did play against Buffalo in the snow and did almost beat them. But whatever. I feel like you're mixing snow games.
Whatever we tell the story to make our point. We don't always tell the story to let people know the facts.
By the way, I don't think those are facts. I don't think
21.9 QBR, like two interceptions. It was cold, but I'm looking at the game right now. I'm fast forwarding through everything. I'm in the third quarter, not a drop of snow.
No, I don't think it snowed.
Yeah. Was this the one where, no, I can't tell if this is, again, I could be mixing up games, but I do feel like one of these games, there was like a threat that there was going to be so much snow, but then it ended up being clear.
I think the game that snowed was the night game that they almost won. It was a really close game 2 years ago. Then I think it was the game before Christmas.
Yeah, they did not snow in that playoff game.
Yeah.
No Christmas game.
For the Heat. For the Heat?
No.
For this year.
Because it's they play on 29th, so
there is a Christmas game this year, though.
There is. Is that Christmas Day? It's Thursday. Christmas on Thursday.
I think it's a Wednesday.
No, Wednesday.
It's weird.
Christmas on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wow, that sucks.
D-Sizzle goes,
Christmas in the middle of the week. How will we do this?
D-Sizzle goes, well, it was very cold. Right. You're lashing out.
No, like you're lashing out because your reality is off. So it's the worst day for New Year's and Christmas, right? Middle of the week? Or do you just take both those weeks off?
You just cancel the week if I'm in. Yeah. The whole week's gone. Sorry. What do you want me to do?
Cancel it.
No!
No!
We'll see y'all on about the 5th.
Yeah.
Let's see. Luis says, looking forward to seeing Malik Washington and Chop Robinson.
Ooh, I didn't even think about
Malik. I would say the most important players tomorrow and in the next game are going to be your young defensive players.
Tomorrow?
Tonight. Your young defensive players.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you and you don't – all you need to see – is something that would lead you to believe, okay, he's going to contribute.
They're going to play pretty bland defense tonight, right, though? Because everybody's saying, like...
No, but still,
they're
hey.
They're going to mix it up at all?
No. It's still rushing the passer and getting blocked. So you would be able to tell. You know, it's still setting the edge. It's still... There's basic fundamental stuff that you can excel at.
Yeah.
Without it having to trick up the whole defense so you can be free.
Let's see. Malik Washington, I think, will ball. Everybody loves Malik Washington. He's been the talk this week.
We haven't mentioned like no time this camp.
Who?
Sealer.
Because he just does what he does, dude.
Right. Isn't that crazy? Like, when did we talk about Sealer? Never.
Sealer it on up.
No.
I don't even think he plays tonight, right? Like, he's too good for that.
No, he's
not. It's not a matter of too good.
You don't need preseason.
Well, you can't sit all of them.
Nah. Well, he ain't scared of injury. Zach Sealer's man's man.
Yeah.
Man.
You know why? And now that I think about it, you're right. But we've been so focused on whether or not Jalen Phillips is returning, how Chop Robinson is doing, and Calais Campbell's voice. You know, it's just distracting. So
Calais Campbell said this week, he goes, "We follow Zach Sealer. Zach Sealer is what's going to make us great against the run."
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I like that.
Yeah. He also mentioned upon coming here, it's nice to be with someone who has a high football IQ. So Sealer's been making an impression just quietly.
Quietly.
I'll take it.
Yeah. He just goes out there and he mauls. That's what he does.
It's something to be said, though, where you play next to a guy and you know where he's always going to be. Right? Some of the unbelievable offensive lines I played with, I knew each player's, you know, I won't say strengths and weaknesses, but I know what they preferred, right? Like, you have a 200 and our center was 270 and our left guard was 260, 265. Now, the 265 is a Hall of Famer. So he was a runner. So he's going to jump – an angle on a guy. He's not going to sit there and fight him up. So you just have to kind of wait for that angle and then run accordingly. But you got to know these things, you know, because you know the strengths and weaknesses of your guys. I think it works the same on defense.
It's going to be fun to watch tonight. Look, football, the glowing warmth of football is just comfort. It's just comfort. It's not going to be good, but it's there.
There was a game on last night, and I had to decide whether I wanted to look for the preseason game or look for Steeplechase.
So
I tried to find Steeplechase.
So you did not stick around for Patriots Panthers.
Oh my goodness. Can I just tell you if that game was played on during the regular season, they would get a 0.02 viewership.
Right? That's about as bad a game as you could make in the regular season.
What was the final score?
17-3 Patriots. And everybody's talking about their other rookie QB, not Drake May. They're all talking about Joe Milton. Because Joe Milton had like this insane scramble. And everybody, like, he's been making like all these viral plays in camp that they're going crazy for. Like, which is definitely what you want as the Patriots. Like, look, maybe he turns out to be an awesome story, but instead of your first round pick quarterback, your sixth round pick quarterback is what everybody's talking about.
But keep in mind, they've did this before.
Hmm?
Replacing Tom Brady, replacing Drew with Tom Brady.
Yeah. So
if there's any organization that would not care about where you got drafted, it would be that one, right?
Somehow Bailey Zappi's still a thing. I'm looking at the box score right now. He's still sticking around. Bailey Zappi.
Tell you what, if you ever start for the Patriots, your shelf life at the NFL is just like way longer than it needs to be.
If you're a quarterback?
Yeah, Garoppolo, Brissett.
Brissett's like, back with them, yep. They got Jacoby back. I think Jacoby's going to be their starter.
Wow.
What?
Good luck.
Yeah, I think Jacoby Brissett's going to be their starter. Mm. You're like, <"Ugh." laughs>
good luck, my friend.
I thought you liked his time with the Browns.
I did. Mm. I did. But I'm just saying, like, that's where we are.
That's where,
like,
they are.
They're doing everything they can not to play Drake May right away, right?
Look, dude. They owed back taxes of pain. They owed it.
You had 20 plus years of just easy living.
You had your time.
You got a couple of bills due.
Take a quick break. Back more to this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. What? What are you laughing at?
Tobin also comes with a salt lick.
Schmeeson says the promo code should have been teaser horse. Letting you guys know, listen, if you want to try Blue Chew and you're not sure, use the promo code SHOWPONY. Man, what do you get to lose? Free. Month supply.
Show pony.
What?
For show poniness. Show pony.
That's how it is, Mike. Use that at checkout. BlueChew.com. Dave South says it's Groo Chew. Tonight at 7 o'clock, we got a Dolphins preseason action. We'll go down the whole slate later on with Tickle My Fancy and see what we got going on there. They had joint practices this week. Not bloody likely you're going to see Tua out there. It'd be a big old QB battle. But as Leroy said, we're excited to see what this defense brings Anthony Weaver to the table. And Calais Campbell this week said,
there's one of two things. Here's what you will always experience in camp, and this is what you get told every camp. You're going to play a preseason game where they blitz the hell out of you. If you don't pick it up, you will see it all year. So you better be ready.
Oof.
Right. Now, defensively, they're going to try some stuff just to put it out there so every team thinks that you can do it, that you're going to do it. You might see 11 man up. You might see the safeties all the way down. You know, all kind of crazy stuff once or twice. Because when you watch film the first couple of weeks of the season, you don't have – all you have is last year. And all the teams that play the Dolphins are going to look at Baltimore film.
Raven stuff, yeah, right?
Right. So you're going to get an idea of, do they have the same players? Do they have the same type of skill set? And so you're going to use that.
This was Calais Campbell earlier in the week. Says he thinks the defense can be special because we got Zach Sealer.
That's what we've been working on, you know, every day. You know, this defense that, you know, we're in, you know, is built on stopping the run. And then, creating pressure through different blitzes and different things. And then, you know, I think, you know, we've been a D-line, you know, at heart playing D-line for all of his career. He lets us rush for a little bit so we can get a little more opportunity to hit the quarterback. But, you know, this defense is I think, is special. We got, you know, Zach Sealer leading the way, you know, up front. He just sets the tone, and we all kind of follow suit, and we go out there and we ball.
Oh, that's Goosey's right there.
That'd be the first time in his life he's ever said he's following somebody else.
Right.
As a Giant.
For sure. For sure. That's why it's Goosey's, because it's like, oh, Zach Sealer faced the defense.
Goosey's.
I mean, probably Jalen Ramsey is the face of the defense. He talks the most. But Zach Sealer, he is the
Jalen Ramsey
up front.
Jalen Ramsey can't be Jalen Ramsey without those guys up front. That's
very true.
That's a fact. A lot of times when you see your secondary having some issues, just do this. Look at how long they gave him to throw the football,
mm-hmm.
and realize you can't cover nobody 50-yard wide field, 50 yards deep, when no matter who you drop in 5 seconds, you can't do it.
One has to wonder, does Zach Sealer ever have any time to pamper himself and relax? Because I saw on his Instagram, he's like already changing oil. Man's man. This is a very rich man, but he's still changing his own oil. Because he grew up as a mechanic in college, so does he ever get sick of just being such a man?
But that might be his way of getting quiet time.
You think so?
Yeah.
He's just sitting under these.
Yeah.
He goes, this is where I get my peace in the engine. Yeah.
Like that's you go out back with Sonny Bunny, that's run around, chase a couple of iguanas. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I feel like he does that too. Like I'm pretty sure that he's going to be in the Python Challenge. Mm. And like he's going to be out there wrangling Burmese pythons, because that's what Zach Sealer does.
You know what I do when I need quiet time? And I know nobody's going
to talk to me. I know that.
I go get my pressure cleaner and I hook it up and I pressure clean my backyard.
Yeah.
Nobody want to do that, so they ain't going to bother me. I have my headphones on and I'm just like out there, just whatever.
So you think he's like out there with his like little Bluetooth speaker listening to some country music?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Underneath the car.
I'm out here mauling old linemen. Stealing it on up.
Is he recording his own music?
I think his baby's only 6 months old. I'm sure that baby's already handing him a monkey wrench.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm pretty sure when you're Zach Sealer's baby, you could change a tire by the time you can walk.
Yeah. on this little playset.
Yeah, for sure, dude. Like you, like this guy's such a man. It's ridiculous. The only thing that he probably hates about Florida is that the fact, like, he's like, no trees to chop down for firewood. That's the only thing that he's missing in his life right now.
Yeah, he goes, shut up. Up in the middle of Michigan.
Yeah, he's like, I sure missed that about Michigan. You know, when we had to go cut our own lumber.
Central Michigan. It is in the middle of nowhere.
Schmeathan says Sealer's baby wears flannel diapers.
Stylish. Those are this? Hold on.
Are you really looking to see if they make flannel diapers?
I mean, you know. Nah, fortunately.
Dade South says Sealer goes back and hits the sled. So you picture Sealer being so addicted to football, he's like the baseball players who put a batting cage in their backyard. Yeah. He's the only football player with a sled in his backyard.
Wow.
Come on, honey, I need it. She goes, why? Just sometimes I need the mall. She goes, why don't we go for a walk at the mall? He goes, not that kind of mall.
Not that kind of mall.
Not the Joe Rose Mall walk.
And I promise you, his wife by now understands, and she ain't asking him to go to no mall. Right?
You don't think that they've ever, like, you don't think Zach Sealer's ever gone to, like, get tailored up for a suit?
Yeah.
Or does he just go Canadian tuxedo?
No, you got to wear a suit. There's times you got to wear a suit.
Not him, though. Or he doesn't wear the tie. If he wears a suit, he's like, I'm not wearing a tie.
When I was in Carolina, they made you wear a tie. Got mad. You ain't have a tie on.
Carolina, they did?
Yeah.
Did they charge you for the tie?
No, it's your own tie, dummy.
No, they charge you for everything else.
Al Golden? Get out of here, dude. You don't
make it was it was cool, though, because you practice in the same stadium that you played in.
RV Richard says, Sealer has bears on the property. Makes them tap out.
Tap machine.
I can see Zach Sealer having a dog, but the dog is actually a bear.
Come on, Yogi. You were much tougher yesterday. I need to work.
A bear he just refers to as his dog. People are like, you know, this is a bear, right? He's like, no.
He goes, he asked Mike McDaniel, he goes, hey, can I bring my dog to the office? He goes, oh, yeah, sure. You know, we do that from time to time. The dog is a bear.
It's a bear.
On the leash.
Your dog. You know your dog's a bear, right?
Yeah, what's the bear's name?
Fluffy.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I have like just the lamest name. And you,
can I bring
the bear's going to be sitting in the back of the pickup? Like
Zach Sealer's
like
Zach
Thor. Sealer,
yeah, his dog bear. Yeah, it's either got like a Thor or it's got a really cute name like Fluffy, or maybe he named it like Toby Keith,
Mr. Twinkles. It's okay if I bring Mr. Twinkles tomorrow. Is that okay?
Everybody think it's going to be a little dog,
dude. That's a bear. You understand? That's a bear, right? Oh, you guys got a problem with my service animal?
He goes, oh, okay, I get it. So Tua can bring his pet, but I can't bring my pet?
I understand what's going on here.
It's my service animal.
He gets a little vest for the bear.
Got a little vest.
Jay Fink says the bear's name is Dog. Hey, Dog.
He's asking Chop Robinson the dog, sir.
They say, don't feed him that. I didn't feed him. He took it.
He goes up to Chop Robinson. He goes, hey, right here, Rook. Listen, rite of passage is you got a dog sit for my bear named Dog.
Oh, no.
I mean, I don't think you... Wait. If you say you got a dog sit and the bear's name is Dog... You can just leave the rest up there. Like when you walk up, come here, dog. Oh, hell no. Because, you know, listen, us non-intangibles, a lot of us don't like dogs anyway. So there's that.
Not you, though, dude. You got more dogs than a damn greyhound track.
That's true. Oh, my goodness, dude.
And not small.
Huh?
And not small.
You actually had a variety of size dogs.
I got one little one. But Dre is already not being able to fit in some spots he could fit in, and he's getting annoyed.
Dade Sauce says Sealer practices the swim move on the bear.
My Oreo's the same size as Scooby. He just got more hair.
Hmm. Scooby just gives more side eye.
Oh, yeah.
Croquette the King says, zero doubt that Sealer has a gator pool in his backyard so he could wrestle him in the off season.
So, you know, his house has a lake and a boat. You know, you got the boat in his.
No, I definitely see him like going and catching reptiles, but using them for skin so he has a new wallet. It's so like he's, hands
he's,
them out.
He's definitely going to be snake hunting.
Yeah, he's definitely like hey. Handing them out to the D-line group as gifts. He goes, what are these guys? Oh, Burmese Python wallets. Oh,
my roommate.
Python wallets.
My roommate, my second year. My first year, 2 years. His name is Stephen Braggs. He actually played down here. He invited me to Texas because he was from Texas. He said, well, why don't you come over to Texas? We'll do some golfing. And then we'll do what I want to do. He said, what's that? or we go out and catch rattlesnakes. I said, excuse me? He said, no, they don't bite you. You put these boots on with the steel calves on, they don't even bite. I said,
what?
Is that the limit to their vertical? I'm like, so, like, he said, what do you grab? He said, no, you just, look, you just put them in the thing and then throw them in the bag and we'll take care of them later. They would take care of them what? Kill them and skin them. I said, oh, no. I said, no, dude. I'm like, what are you doing?
Take a break.
All kind of TV seeing people playing your little rattlesnake games that's in the hospital swole up with a black hand. Because they like, no.
Oh, you didn't have the anti-venom?
No, but you know what's crazy about that? If you get bit by something, you got to kill the animal and bring it so they give you the right anti-venom.
Or you got to know what it was. Yeah, for sure.
You got to know what it was and you got to be right.
Yeah.
No, well, I ain't that good. Don't lose. I ain't that good at animals, so no.
Take a break. Back after this.